Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, and now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here, Getaway Friday morning, December the 17th, 2021. 19 minutes past the hour. Hope you're enjoying those sports reports by Mike McGinnis here on the station. I do got to say a couple things here before we do our drawing and get back to our family feud. During the break there, Judy Smith came in and brought me a Speedway cup of hot tea and some tea bags and some Splenda, which that's what I sweeten my drinks with, Splenda. And I appreciate that. You know, I'm taking sips of this warm water, and it actually feels very good on my throat. So maybe I'll start to sound better as this hour progresses here on the program. The other thing I wanted to mention was, last night we did the Christmas program here, and I thanked everybody who showed up last night at the program, who's a part of the station, and we had a great group here last night, Pastor Craig and Mike McGinnis and Linda Sims, Angie Evers, Sean Kraft, Santa Claus, Nate Redmond, Terry Tackett. The whole group was here last night, and that was a lot of fun, Jeannie Evers. Pastor Whitaker could not make it. He had a choir concert, but he's a big part of this station, and I wanted to thank Pastor Whitaker for all that he does all year round for this station. And I also wanted to thank Adam, of course. Adam is not a big Christmas person, but we make fun and we have a good time, but that's what you do. And Adam's a lot of fun, and we appreciate everything he does, from the obituaries to the weather to keeping the website up and running. So during this merry time of year, we want to make sure that we count everybody as big parts of this station. Radio broadcasting is a group effort, and without the entire group, it would not work. And without the listeners, it would not work. So I appreciate everybody who listens to the show. All right, let's do a drawing for some zoo tickets here. From hour number one, let's see. A pair of zoo tickets in the competition. We had Sarah, Judy C., Judy Cressup, Judy Smith, Judy Summers, Tom Fout, and Snoop, and Trish. All right, the winner of the zoo tickets. Let's shuffle these all around here. Remember, you can pick these up Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday from 4 to 5, or Wednesday and Thursday from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. The big prize winner today for the first segment of the Family Feud looks like it goes to, let's see here, shake these around a little more. Looks like the winner is, you know, every time I pull two of these out of here, they stick together. I always feel bad for the person who does not end up winning the competition. Tom Fout. Tom Fout is our winner.
Yeah,
Tom Fout. That's right. Tom Fout wins, but you know what? You still got chances to win here because we're going to do this for another hour here on WWGH Radio. Okay. Let's see here. What category are we in? I don't think we've got this category done yet. Give me a word that rhymes with buckle. Now we've got knuckle, suckle, and chuckle, but there's still one word left. What is it? 740-383-9944. And we're starting a new list of people on the giveaway side of things. All right. Name a word that rhymes with buckle. 740-383-9944. Does anybody know what word we're missing? Remember, the words we have, knuckle, suckle, and chuckle. What is the one word we're missing? A word that rhymes with buckle. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
How about shackle? Like a prisoner. You shackle a prisoner.
Not a shackle, but a good guess.
Okay.
No shackle on the list. A word that rhymes with buckle. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Word that rhymes with buckle. Now remember, we've got knuckle, suckle, and chuckle. Which word don't we have? A word that rhymes with buckle. All right, maybe this person knows. Go ahead, caller.
How about huckle, like hucklebutt?
You got it, huckle. Now see, that used to be a very popular word, I thought.
Yeah. Now, well, all I knew was left. I was trying to get in before getting there, but I got in there, but I just kept busy. So.
You know, and didn't they used to call people huckleberries?
Yeah.
That used to be. I'll tell you, this warm tea is doing okay by my throat.
Well, I'm glad. I mean, enjoyed the program last night. That was good.
I don't know what happened.
Did Santa Claus get hooked pretty low, or did he get it just in the gut?
So you listened to that last night.
Yeah, I listened from, we came from upper to from the lights and everything, and we had you on, and it was really interesting. The singing was really good, and I think Linda's background helped a lot, too.
Yeah, Linda and I think Mike and Pastor Craig, accompanied by everybody else, I think really picked it up last night.
Yeah, I heard Glenn in the background. He was singing, you know, how dry I am, but he was okay.
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you, that was interesting with Santa Claus. I did not realize he was standing that close to me. And I grabbed that fruitcake, and I was going to turn around and give it to him. And when you have headphones in, you like lose your depth perception, how close somebody is to you.
Right,
and when I swung around with that suitcake or a fruitcake, oh my goodness!
Yeah, I was just one of his below the belt.
Well, you know, I think it was. So, you know, I honestly don't know if there's going to be any more clauses in the family.
I know, that was the loudest ho-ho for a while.
Yeah, that's right. It's all over. Mrs. Claus is not very happy with me.
Okay.
Hey, thanks, Ralph. Bye-bye.
Hey, you can put Sarah in on that.
Oh, I'll do that. I'll put Sarah in. Thank you.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye. Yeah, the word was huckle. And last night, Santa got it. My goodness gracious. With a fruitcake, of all things. Write me old, let's say gut. Because it was certainly in that area, you know, Santa being a bigger fellow. Okay, new category here. But the words that rhyme with buckle, knuckle, suckle, chuckle, and huckle, those were the ones. Okay, I think we have four answers in this next category as well. Well, we're getting a call here. Let's take the phone call here on WWGH Radio. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, can we do a little PSA?
Oh, go ahead.
So, after the Richland Woods pantry tomorrow, they're going to have a food pantry up there at Victory Center Church of God on Fairgrounds.
Oh, okay, same type of thing with food?
Yes, 10 to 12.
10 to 12.
If you're in need of groceries, you can go first thing in the morning to Richland Woods, then shimmy on down to Fairgrounds from 10 to 12 and get even more groceries.
You know, I was thinking this morning, 33,000 pounds of food over at the Richland Road Church of Christ. How much food do you think is 33,000 pounds?
Oh, I've been to food pantries before. It's a lot. They get pallet after pallet after pallet. And what a blessing, because some people can really use that.
Now, what type of food do you get at a food pantry?
Various things. Sometimes it's like never the same things twice.
But good stuff.
Yeah, it's potatoes. Some of them really give out good things, you know, like, I've gotten meat, different things, canned goods, whatever, you know, whatever they got.
So tomorrow morning,
if you're hungry enough, you'll eat it and like it, right?
Well, that's right. So tomorrow morning, we've got Richland Road Church of Christ, December 18th, 9 a.m., and then over at Victory Center.
From
10
to noon.
Food bank. So take advantage of that for the holidays.
And thanks for putting me in the drawing, Ralph, you big old sweetheart.
Now, did you hear what happened to Santa last night?
No, I was inside the transit making me a ham sandwich. Did I miss it?
You missed it. Ralph told you all about it there.
Oh, shucks. Well, just tell me real quick.
Well, what happened was Santa came in the room, and I lost all my depth perception, and I didn't realize he was standing so close behind me, and I picked up a fruitcake to give to him as a peace symbol in the season of the holiday, and as I swung around to give him the fruitcake, I kind of hit him, let's say, in the gut.
With the fruitcake?
With the fruitcake.
Now he has to go for surgery?
Well, close. Close. He was rendered incapable of singing for the rest of the night.
It took him out, huh?
Took him out. Like a brick in the gut.
Well, you better start paying better attention, Scott.
I think I probably ended up on the naughty list.
He could have been killed.
He could have been.
All right, bye-bye.
Thank you, bye-bye. Could have killed Santa. What a thing that would have been. Okay, four names left on the list here. When you hear a noise coming from your basement, what do you pray it isn't? That's an interesting category. Four answers, 740-383-9944. When you hear a noise coming from your basement, what do you pray it isn't? Four answers. 740-383-9944. When you hear a noise coming from your basement, what do you hope it isn't? I don't have a basement anymore, but when I did have a basement, there were a lot of things I would not want to hear in that basement. Go ahead, caller.
It isn't water.
Flood, water, absolutely.
Flood, yes.
Number four on the list, and I tell you, in Marion, on the certain this part of town, that can happen quite a bit.
Well, I'm out in the country, and it did, so.
Well, you got as well out there.
Well, the house flooded several years ago, and it has to be fixed, and yeah, the sub pump with all that, it couldn't do it, so.
That's something you do not want to have happen.
No, you don't.
All right, thank you. All right, Judy gets in. Yeah, flood water. You don't want that coming from your basement. When you hear a noise coming from your basement, what do you hope that it isn't? Still three answers left here. Go ahead, caller.
A robber?
Another person on the list. Who do we have on the line?
Carolyn.
Carolyn. How you doing, yeah. Carolyn?
Okay.
Good. Got you on the list. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, Carolyn's in the competition. When you hear a noise coming from your basement, what do you hope that it is not? Number one was another person, and number four was a flood. What are the other two answers? What do you not want in your basement when you hear a noise? Go ahead, caller.
A raccoon or groundhog?
Animals, rats, number three on the list. I'll give you that. Thanks, Trish.
You're welcome.
All right, animals and rats definitely show up on this particular list. One answer left. We all know about basements here in Marion. When you hear a noise coming from your basement, what do you hope that it is not? Go ahead, caller.
How about your washer or dryer?
No washer or dryer, but a good guess.
Okay.
No washers and dryers on the list. When you hear a noise coming from your basement, what do you hope it isn't? We've got another person, an animal, or a flood. Those are the three we have. Still one answer left on the list. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. We'd love to hear from you. Got Trish, Carolyn, Judy Summers, and Sarah in the competition this particular hour. When you hear a noise coming from your basement, what do you hope that it isn't? 740-383-9944. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Glass breaking.
Not glass breaking, but that's a good... You don't want to hear that. Thank you. No glass breaking. That would be bad. What don't you want to hear coming from your basement? 740-383-9944. Just took another swig of the hot tea there. Trying to cure this temporary case of laryngitis that I have here on this Friday morning. Boy, I hope this is gone by tonight. This is just annoying. Nothing worse than somebody who likes to talk not being able to talk. That's a tragedy in and of itself. Go ahead, caller.
The foundation cracking concrete.
Well, you wouldn't want that to happen either. It's not on the list, but you certainly wouldn't want it.
Okay.
No foundation cracking on the list. If you heard a voice from the basement, not a voice, if you heard a noise, you have to excuse me today. I'm a little sleep-deprived and voice-impaired today. I've got two things working against me. Sleep-deprived and voice-impaired. When you hear a noise coming from your basement, what do you pray that it isn't? We've got another person, animals, and a flood. What are we missing? 740-383-9944. 34, coming up on 35 minutes past the hour here. WWGH Radio Time. Go ahead, caller.
How about the storage shelves fell over?
Oh, that's bad, too. Not on the list, but you don't want that.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Now, if the storage shelves start to go, you're in all kinds of trouble. See all the bad things that can happen with a basement? This is why I'm glad I don't have a basement anymore. Oh, man, I just about knocked over the hot tea. That could have been a disaster. When you hear a noise coming from the basement, what do you hope that it is not? All right, go ahead, caller.
Hello, this is Bob from Columbus.
Hey, Bob, how you doing?
Pretty good. I was hearing stories about the riot you had there last night.
Oh, it was a party.
I wanted to make sure the star on the Christmas tree survived after all the times it hit the floor.
Well, it did, but you know, I did not realize Terry was so clumsy. I would have never put him over there near the tree. No, the star is totally intact.
All right, I used extra stiff flour.
Well, thank goodness, because I didn't know we had such uncoordinated people around here.
All right, well, I just want to make sure everything was fine, and wish you all a Merry Christmas.
Yes, happy holidays, Bob.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
All right, talk to you later. Bye.
Bob, our listener in Columbus, from the pizza business. Author of Three Pies Hot. Always good to hear from him. It's always good to hear from friends in the holiday season. That's one of the things the holidays do. Acquaint you with friends who you haven't seen in a while. Although I did see Bob on, day after Thanksgiving? But good to hear from him. All right. When you hear a noise come from your basement, what do you hope that it isn't? We've got another person, an animal, and a flood. Those are the answers we have. We're still missing one answer here. 36 minutes past the hour. All right. Go ahead, caller.
I'll say screaming, because kids play in the basement screaming. Somebody got hurt.
Well, you don't want that either. No screaming on the list, but you don't want it.
Nope.
No screaming on the list. You know, they did used to send kids to play in the basement quite a bit, but you don't see too much of that anymore. I think it was because we lived in Ohio, and you weren't going to send kids outside in the very cold weather. So, you would send them down to the basement in the winter. But not a whole bunch of that going on anymore. All right, Getaway Friday here, 37 minutes past the hour. When you hear a noise coming from your basement, what do you hope that it isn't? We've got another person, an animal, a flood. What answer are we missing? 740-383-9944. What is the answer that we want to hear here? You know, that's good tea. I have not had hot tea for I don't know how long, and it feels good on the throat, but it also feels good just in general. although it doesn't seem to be curing the laryngitis, it does feel good. I'll say that. All right, let's go to the phones here. Go ahead, caller.
839944. What is the answer that we want to hear here?
Well, there I am.
Yeah.
I don't sound too bad.
Yeah. Do I hear you?
Yeah, yeah.
How about something like the alarm system going off down there?
You know, no alarm system on the list, but I think more people should have alarm systems on their basement. People break in.
Yeah. Why, are you going to have a helper today, or what's going on with your nobody in there to help you today with your voice?
I know, isn't that awful? I've been relegated. Well, Pastor Whitaker will be in here next hour, so I'll have him. And then I think we are going to have a call-in guest at 12, so that'll help. But,
I'm excited. I'd like to, I don't call in much, but I was excited to maybe win one of those fruit bars.
Well, yeah, we got one here. You still could win.
Well, boy, that's exciting for me. And, you know, instead of using the word gut on Santa Claus, how about the old bread basket?
The old bread basket. Well, what's the song say? It shook when he laughed like a... I hit him in the bowl full of jelly.
Boy, hit him in the bowl full of jelly.
That's right. And you know what? I hope that's where I hit him. I really don't know. I just know that he doubled over for a minute after I hit him.
Did he feel better after that?
I don't know. He walked over to the other side of the room. He wanted to get away from me. And at that point, he had his arms folded in front of him the rest of the evening.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, try to get that T-Aug on. You'll have to take a break to relieve yourself.
That's right. And Pastor's coming up here in about 20 minutes.
Okay, Scott.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open. Yeah, we do have fruitcakes here, too. I might give one of those away. Wouldn't you like a nice Claxton fruitcake? If you hear what is something you don't want to hear coming from the basement? A noise. If a noise comes from your basement, what don't you want it to be? That's the question. 740-383-9944. Do we know the answer? We've got some answers. We've got another person. We've got animals. We've got a flood. Still one answer left. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
A furnace.
Not a furnace, but that's a good guess. Not a furnace, but that's a good guess as well. If you hear a noise coming from the basement, what do you hope that it isn't? Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say a crackling noise, like a fire. You've got a fireplace.
Yeah, you don't want a fire. You definitely do not want a fire in the basement. No fire on the list, though.
Okay.
No fire on the list today. What is a noise you do not want to hear coming from the basement? All right, 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
The gas hissing, a leak from the gas?
No gas on the list.
Okay.
No gas hissing on the list. 41 minutes past the hour here, 740-383-9944. If you hear a noise coming from the basement, what do you hope that it is not? Go ahead, caller.
How about a ghost or monster?
That's what it is. You do not want a ghost in your basement. Of course not.
Okay.
Who are we putting in?
Sarah.
Sarah. We'll see if we can get Sarah a trip to the zoo. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. Yes, a ghost or a monster. Number one, another person. Number two, a ghost, a monster. Number three, an animal. And number four, a flood. And that all shakes out. Richland Road, Church of Christ, Saturday, December 18th, free food giveaway, 9 a.m. Parking opens at 8 a.m., 33,000 pounds of food. 33,000 pounds of food. And then over, I believe after that, at 10 a.m., Victory Center on Fairground Street is doing something very similar, another food giveaway. So if you're in need, tomorrow morning is the day for the food giveaways. All right, next category here. And again, we have four answers. Four big answers on the board here. Tell me a person's name that rhymes with Fanny. Now, this is kind of interesting. We're back to the rhyming again. But it's got to be a person's name. A person's name that rhymes with Fanny. F-A-N-N-I-E. We've got Sarah in twice, Judy Summers, Carolyn, and Trish so far this particular hour. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Who's going to be our big winner here? A person's name that rhymes with Fanny. Go ahead, caller.
Danny,
number one name on the list. You have got it. Thank you, Judy.
I didn't make that one up.
No, you got that one. Danny, number one on the list. A person's name that rhymes with Fanny. F-A-N-N-I-E. All right, go ahead, caller.
Tammy. How about Tammy?
No Tammy on the list.
Okay.
Tammy does not make the list. A person's name that rhymes with Fanny. F-A-N-N-I-E. Three answers left to go here. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, this is something a little different. It's not on your contest, but I just got an alert on from YouTube that Earl Fitz has a brand new thing put on. It's called Happy for Christmas, and it is a hoot.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Happy for Christmas.
Happy for Christmas. Now, is it something that you can play on the radio?
Oh, yeah.
Is it a song, or is it just a new Earl Fitz?
No, it's one of Earl Fitz, and he talks about radio announcers at the end of it. Gives a little addition there.
Oh, well, I'll have to check that out.
You get a chance to listen to it. It's funny.
Hey, thanks.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. Well, apparently there's a new Earl Pitts out for the holiday season. Isn't that interesting? Gary Burbank, a very, very, very talented man, without question. We'll have to check that out. All right, go ahead, caller.
How about Annie?
Annie, yes, number three on the list. Gotcha, Mary, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. Yes, Annie, a name that rhymes with Fanny. F-A-N-N-I-E. All right, go ahead, caller.
Also Sammy.
Sammy, no Sammy on the list. Sammy does not show up on the list. A name that rhymes with Fanny. F-A-N-N-I-E. What would that be? A name that rhymes with Fanny. We've got Danny and Annie. We've got Sarah, Judy Summers, Carolyn, Trish, and Mary in the competition this hour. Still 13 minutes left to go here. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
What about Manny? Short for Manuel.
Yeah, Manny. Number two on the list. You got it, Trish. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Trish comes in with Manny. Absolutely. M-A-N-N-Y. Manny is on the list. A name that rhymes with Fanny. What could it be? Go ahead, caller.
I'll say Benny.
Well, Danny was number one.
No, Benny.
Benny. No, Benny. No.
Okay.
No Benny on the list. F-A-N-N-I-E. A first name that rhymes with Fanny. F-A-N-N-I-E. What are we missing here? Let's see if this person knows. Go ahead, caller.
Hello, how about Danny?
Danny was number one. We already got that one.
Okay, sorry.
No problem. Danny was number one. A person's first name that rhymes with Fanny. We've got Danny, Manny, and Annie. Go ahead, caller.
How about Granny?
Granny. No Granny on the list.
Oh, all right.
Granny does not make the list today. A person's first name that rhymes with Fanny. F-A-N-N-I-E. All right. Go ahead, caller.
I'll say Penny. P-E-N-N-Y.
No Penny. No Penny on the list today. A person's first name that rhymes with Fanny. F-A-N-N-I-E. All righty here. Go ahead, caller.
I had Granny also.
No Grannies on the list today. Thank you. No Grannies on the list. A person's first name that rhymes with Fanny. F-A-N-N-I-E. We've got Danny, Manny, and Annie. Still one name left on the list. Go ahead, caller.
How about Manny?
No Manny on the list.
Okay.
Well, Manny, well, yeah, we actually already have Manny. We have Manny. The answers we have Danny, Manny, M-A-N-N-Y, and Annie. But what's the name we don't have? A first name that rhymes with Fanny, F-A-N-N-I-E. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, let's try Bonnie.
No Bonnie.
Okay.
No Bonnie on the list. A first name that rhymes with Fanny, F-A-N-N-I-E. Fanny. Anybody got it here? We already have Danny, Manny, and Annie. Still 10 minutes left to go here. Go ahead, caller.
What about Lanny?
No Lanny. That's a good Irish name, though. No Lanny on the list. A good Irish name, though, to be sure. Can't do a good Irish accent with a... I can do a good horsed Irish accent today. 740-383-9944. A first name that rhymes with Fanny is what we're looking for here. Go ahead, caller.
Scott?
Yes?
I said Nanny, like the one that takes care of kids.
Oh, Nanny. Yeah, no, no Nanny on the list.
So I just want to explain that.
Well, you know, we had a Nan around here for a while.
Yeah. Well, no. I got a niece that's Nanny.
Yeah, Nanny's a name. I think it's coming back a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, hey, thank you.
Bye. Bye.
Yeah, not Nanny. No, Nanny not on the list. But we did have a Nanny here at a Nan here at the station for a while. All right. Go ahead, caller.
How about Franny?
Franny, you've got it. Franny is the one on the list. We got you, Judy. Thank you. Judy Cressup gets in. Yes, it was Franny. Tell me a person's first name that rhymes with Fanny. It's Danny, Manny, Annie, and Franny. Those are the ones. All right. Maybe we can get another category in. We've got about 8 minutes here. Maybe 7 minutes. Okay. Next category also has four answers in it. Let's see what we've got here. The category is, name a place where you're supposed to be very quiet. Boy, I could fall right into that today. Four answers. A place where you're supposed to be very quiet. 740-383-9944. Sarah, Judy Summers, Carolyn, Trish, Mary, and Judy Cressup in the competition this particular hour. A place where you're supposed to be quiet. Does anybody know what we're looking for here? 740-383-9944. All right. Go ahead, caller.
The library.
Library number one on the list. Thank you. The library, of course, a place where you're supposed to be quiet. Three other answers on the list. Well, I'll tell you, I'd be quiet anywhere I was today. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, church.
Church, absolutely. Number two on the list. Thank you.
Okay.
Church comes in at number two on the list. A place where you're supposed to be quiet. Two answers left on the list here. What might they be? Go ahead, caller.
Church.
We got church.
Oh, is that library?
We got church and library.
Oh, how about school?
School. School is not on the list.
Okay.
No school on the list today. A place where you're supposed to be quiet. 54 minutes past the hour. All right. Go ahead, caller.
How about the study hall or school?
No school on the list today. No school on the list today. A place where you are supposed to be quiet. 740-383-9944. Two answers left. Go ahead, caller.
How about a funeral?
Yeah, you don't want to speak up at a funeral, but not on the list.
Okay.
No funeral on the list today. A place where you're supposed to be quiet. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
In court?
Not in court. I mean, I think you should probably be quiet in court, but it's not on our particular list today. 55 minutes past the hour. A place where you're supposed to be quiet. Go ahead, caller.
About the hospital.
Hospital not on the list.
Wow.
Yeah, okay. No hospital on the list today. A place where you're supposed to be quiet. This is what we're looking for. 740-383-9944. Two answers left. We have library and we have church. A place where you're supposed to be quiet. Go ahead, caller.
Movie theater.
Movie theater, number three on the list. Thank you, Trish.
You're welcome.
Trish gets in with the movie theater at number three. Absolutely. A place where you're supposed to be quiet. Go ahead, caller.
I'll say a wedding.
Not a wedding. No wedding on the list. Does this person object? You don't want to speak up there. Might be all kinds of trouble. A place where you're supposed to be quiet. We've got a library, a church, and a movie theater. What is the fourth answer? A place where you're supposed to be quiet. That's what we're all looking for here. Go ahead, caller.
How about the office?
Not the office. Office does not show up on the list. A place where you're supposed to be quiet. 740-383-9944. All right, let's see who's coming down the pike here. Well, maybe nobody. Coming up on 57 minutes past the hour. A place where you're supposed to be quiet. 740-383-9944. All righty here. Go ahead, caller.
A museum.
Not a museum. That's a good guess, though. Not a museum. A place where you're supposed to be quiet. 740-383-9944. We've got a library, a church, and a movie theater. Go ahead, caller.
How about court?
Not a court. Good guess, though. Not a court. A place where you're supposed to be quiet. 57 and a half minutes past the hour here. What answers are we missing? A place where you're supposed to be quiet. Be very, very quiet. We're hunting rabbits, says the famous Elmer Fudd. 740-383-9944, a place where you're supposed to be quiet. Does anybody know the answer? 740-383-9944. All right, here comes a call. Go ahead, caller.
How about when you're out deer hunting?
Deer hunting. No deer hunting on the list.
Oh, okay.
No deer hunting on the list. A place where you're supposed to be quiet. Does anybody know what the final answer is here? All right, go ahead, caller.
How about a funeral home?
Not a funeral home. That's a good guess. Not a funeral home. You certainly don't want to be speaking up in a funeral home. You'll get a lot of bad looks if you do that. A place where you're supposed to be quiet. Go ahead, caller.
Well, I'm going to say your home if somebody's sleeping.
I'll tell you, this is a place in your home. But not
or
your home.
The bedroom.
The bedroom.
The bedroom.
It is the bedroom. Now, I'm
yeah,
not sure.
I didn't
why?
I didn't want to say that.
Well, see, I don't quite understand, unless there's some nasty connotation behind that.
No, it's like if somebody is sleeping or sick or something, you
right.
want to be quiet, you tiptoe around.
Right. You don't. When somebody's asleep, you don't want to wake them up. But, you know, people will take that the wrong way.
Yeah, especially if they're working or they're sick or there's a baby or something. Tiptoe, yeah.
Right. You got it.
They're not always in the they're not always in the bedroom. Sometimes they're sleeping on the couch and
that's
tiptoe.
Right. You got to tiptoe around everywhere.
Yeah, tiptoe,
thank you.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Uh-huh.
Yes, places where you're supposed to be quiet, the library, the church, the theater, and the bedroom. Okay. In this competition, we have got Sarah, Judy Summers, Carolyn, Trish, let's see here, Mary, and I think that's it. Okay, we're going to draw for some more zoo tickets here. Remember, you can pick them up Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday between 4 and 5. The winner of the zoo tickets this hour, we're going to do this again at noon, by the way, so come back during the noon hour. The winner this hour is, let's take a look here. It looks as if, shake these up very well, it looks as if it's Sarah. It all pays off. Sarah wins the zoo tickets. All right, back with more after this break.
On the lawn, there was such a clatter, I sprang from the bed to see what was the matter. Way to the window, I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters, threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new fallen snow gave the luster of midday to objects below, when what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer. And with a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment